Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Such a pleasure to have you with us wherever you're listening in Southern California or nationwide at kpecc.org or on the KPECC smartphone app. Coming up later this hour, we're going to have some fun, talk about the creative ways that our Air Talk audience are going to be celebrating and enjoying Halloween. Of course, with the pandemic, a variety of different precautions are highly recommended, and trick-or-treating is discouraged, at least in Los Angeles County. We'll talk about what plans are for our listeners, whether distanced parties or Zoom events or being out trick-or-treating. That's coming up later this hour. But first, we begin with a look at Election Day, which is just 5 days away. And of course, Election Day doesn't mean what it used to, with such a high percentage of Americans voting by mail because of the pandemic and the overall growth, election to election, of voting by mail. It's now a weeks-long process. And of course, with the unprecedented number of mail-in ballots anticipated, it means that the time to count all those ballots and verify them is going to take perhaps days or weeks. But the question is, what are we likely to know, if anything, on election night, and what are we going to have to wait a long time to ascertain? Also, I'd like to know from you how you're planning to observe Election Day. If you're someone who has already voted or will have voted by Election Day itself, so you won't be going to the polls, what is that day going to be like for you? What sort of information are you going to consume? How much weight are you actually putting on that day, and how much are you settling in for what could be a long counting process? Joining us from Stanford University, where he's professor of law and co-director of the Stanford Cyber Policy Center and the Stanford MIT Healthy Elections Project, Professor Nathaniel Persily. Professor, it's so good to have you with us again on Air Talk.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's start first with what we're seeing in the unprecedented number of mail-in ballots already. Los Angeles County has about 2 million ballots that they have received. In Orange County, over 700,000 ballots have already been received. This is territory we've never experienced here in Southern California. How is this likely to affect our understanding of the results?
Well, it really depends on the state as to how the early vote is counted and when it's counted. And so what we're seeing around the country is that well over 70 million people have now voted, and they've done it through absentee balloting, mail balloting, and early voting. In some places like Texas, they will actually exceed their 2016 total vote sometime today, given the pace of early voting. And so it affects the way we report elections because it depends on whether those ballots are sort of cordoned off and then we wait until Election Day to count them, which is what happens in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. But there are other states like Arizona and Florida where they will count them before Election Day, and so that we'll get some results on election night, even from those early votes.
All right. Here in California, of course, we have a number of ballot propositions, some of which might be close. And the anticipation is it could be quite a while before we know the results of those. You think that's likely?
Sure. And that's not atypical for California. You may remember in 2018, we had five or six congressional races that were decided well after Election Day. You know, we've had rates of early voting or rates of absentee voting at around 2/3 in California. And so now it'll be, much, much higher than that. And so we should expect to have to wait to get some of the congressional results as well as some of the initiative results.
Again, I'd love to hear from you as an Air Talk listener what your plans are if you're not voting on Election Day, if you will have already voted by the time of Election Day. How are you looking to that day? Do you anticipate having much of a sense of results? Are you okay with sort of settling in and seeing it as a longer term process to find out what happens perhaps with the presidency, with which party controls the Senate, what the California ballot props are going to look like, L.A. County District Attorney, where you've got a very hard-fought race there between the incumbent Jackie Lacey and George Gascon, the former District Attorney of San Francisco. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. And where are you anticipating getting your information about election results? results. Are you going to be looking at multiple sites? Is it going to be a different experience, do you anticipate, than it's been in prior presidential election years? 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Professor Persily, could there still be very long lines at California vote centers, even with the unprecedented volume of early voting?
It's possible, in part because all lines are longer this year, whether they're in elections or other places, will be 6 feet apart and everything. And so by sort of the way we might perceive these lines as being longer, but the election officials are prepared for that. And, long lines are sporadically going to happen in any state. The question is whether it's going to be a systemic problem. Obviously, we had real problems in the primary elections here in California, but I would expect that so many, more people would be voting by mail that we shouldn't expect it to be a system-wide problem.
You wrote a piece several weeks ago for the Wall Street Journal. Actually, we will know a lot on election night. You co-wrote it with Charles Stewart III. And so what do you think is likely that we will have a good sense of late election night?
Well, it really does depend whether this is a close election or a blowout. I mean, if it's a blowout, we should know that pretty early on. Because there are some states that are going to report almost all of the ballots on election night, or at least a significant chunk of them. Those are places like Florida, Georgia, Texas, North Carolina, Ohio, and a few others. And so while some of those states we don't expect to be competitive, we can mine them for nuggets of information about how the other states might be performing. And so a state like Florida, which is a must-win state for President Trump, if it looks like Joe Biden is leading at the end of the night, that's a pretty good indication about his success, because it's not as if we shouldn't expect a totally different map than we saw last time. We should expect the competitive areas to remain the same, particularly those ones in the Midwest. And as we look at early returns that come in from fully counted counties, we'll get a sense of whether there's a kind of rising tide from 2016 for one or the other candidate.
In the past, it's as I understand it, been Republican voters who were higher propensity absentee ballot, vote by mail voters. This time around, it seems Democrats are much more embracing voting by mail. How does that change then how we interpret the earlier results?
Well, it does depend whether we're talking about a state which only announces the election day vote when polls close, or one like Florida and others that announces the mail vote. And so people talk about a red mirage appearing on election day, followed by a blue shift, because the election day vote would be heavily pro-Republican and the after election day vote would be pro-Democrat. That's a bit of a caricature. There are going to be some situations like Florida where you should expect there to be a blue mirage followed by a red mirage, maybe followed by a blue shift, depending on which batches of votes are released at which times. But it does require us to not only be patient with the eventual results, but to understand that the early results might not be predictive of the final outcome.
Paulina in Glendale says, I definitely will be watching closely all day. I feel unsettled and will be restless because I'd like to know the results on election night, but I know times are different and we need to adjust our expectations. It's scary to think we might go through this for a prolonged period of time with how much pressure has been put on this election. That's Paulina in Glendale. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Renee in Pasadena writes, when did we get so spoiled that we now expect to know the results of a national election by midnight? Just a couple of generations ago, we didn't have that sort of instant gratification. I believe every state constitution says the official results of an election aren't known until the ballots are tabulated and certified by the Secretary of State. That's always been the norm in our society. Renee, thank you very much for that. Professor Persily, we did, though, see so many presidential elections where we knew who the winner was by late election night. Obviously, 2000, that not being the case, but that sort of, I think, set the standard for many of us growing up.
That's right. And I think it's actually been for quite some time that we've had those results early on in the process. And look, it's just a function of how close the results are as to whether we're going to need extra time. But the commentator is right, which is that, you know, even under those situations where we've known the result on election night, there are millions of ballots that still haven't been counted. That was true in 2016. And that was true in the elections, you know, for decades before that. It's just that we were able to make enough assumptions based on the results in the Electoral College and the votes that came in from the critical states that the media organizations were able to call who the winner was.
I would also love to hear if you're going to be taking part in an election night Zoom party, perhaps. I'd like to hear about that. What group that you're getting together with distance to look at returns if you are? Or is that not the case simply because it's unlikely that we're going to have a lot to go on by late election night? 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Mary in Century City said, I'm planning to vote in person on election day, and since we have hundreds of voting centers in L.A. County, it may make the lines a lot less stressful. What scared me from voting by mail was the L.A. Times article mentioning ballots that didn't match your previous signature and not counted. Mary, I just want to stress that in Los Angeles County, and this is true throughout California, Professor Persley can probably expand on this, the registrar's offices are required to contact any voter for whom it's difficult for them to be able to match a signature or to verify their ballot. They can't just set them aside. And the Times story was looking at this nationally and all the ballots that end up uncounted elsewhere in the country. Now, there are some that end up uncounted in Los Angeles or in Orange counties. Typically, those are ones that have, you know, very serious deficiencies, or they get not able to contact the person to verify. Professor Persley, you expand a bit on that?
Yes, we have a piece of legislation actually in California this past 2 years ago called the Every Vote Counts Act, which does allow and requires that the election officials reach out to allow voters to cure any signature mismatch. And so that's what we should expect. If there's a problem with someone's signature, that they will have an opportunity to basically explain why the signature is different, maybe to just verify their identity either by mail, by email, by phone. There are several different ways that they can do that.
And just want to stress that registrars have access to the DMV files for voters. So if you have multiple signatures, or we had a caller yesterday when we were talking with our reporter Libby Denkman about this, who said her signatures changed a lot since she was 18 and originally registered to vote. The more that you can match the signature on your driver's license, then the more likely is that there's no problem in verifying your mail ballot. 866-893-KPECC. The other thing Mary was mentioning about the number of votes centers, there are also in Los Angeles County a number of larger venues this time around. There are fewer of the smaller vote centers like neighborhood libraries and more places like colleges, universities, places like Dodger Stadium, large parks. The county has really looked at trying to come up with larger facilities to be able to handle an election day high turnout at those locations. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. We have bite rights on the page. It is what it is. We'll know the results when they come in. It isn't worth nail biting, waiting for the latest ballots to be tallied. We have a long time to get used to the results. Silas writes, yes, patience, please. It means more accuracy, not less. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. What are you planning to do on election day if you're not going to be voting in person because you've already done it or will have voted either in person or by mail prior to election day? How much weight are you putting on that day? What are you planning to do to follow? And are you looking at this as a different election day than ones in the past? David in West Covina says, I don't want any part of election night. I think we in California don't get proper representation in comparison to our population. All right, David, thanks very much. Well, certainly we don't have to stay up as late as other parts of the country that are, you know, looking at some of the western states like Arizona, for example, to come in. And Professor Persily, you know, how important is a state, for example, going to be like Arizona, and what's their track record for counting ballots?
Well, Arizona is critical. It is one of the competitive battleground states. And so they will have well over 85% of their votes cast early and by mail, maybe even over 90%. And, you know, this is one of those states that is historically voted Republican, that if Vice President Biden is able to pick it up, that it'll make a big difference. They have made some reforms this year which allow them to count votes even earlier. I would expect them to release some totals on election night that will give us a good sense of which way the winds are blowing in Arizona. But it, you know, it may be one of these very close states where we, even though we have the early results, we have to be careful about how to interpret them. Only when we get over 95% or so of the votes in a close state counted should we start making assumptions about what the final tally might look like.
Michael in Northridge says, I'm hoping news organization will emphasize the current status of the count, what percentages are being reported, because I think Americans can reasonably understand that. That's Michael in Northridge. And the final word goes to Nick, who tweets at AirTalk as to how she's going to handle the night whiskey. All right. Professor Persily, thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Nathaniel Persily, professor of law at Stanford University. He is the co-director of the Stanford Cyber Policy Center and the Stanford MIT Healthy Elections Project. Stanford professor of law, Nathaniel Persily. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, we're going to take a look at Joe Biden's proposal for a public option that would be combined with the Affordable Care Act state insurance exchanges. We'll talk about what the effects of that might be on the cost of health care, on the accessibility of health care, and the larger health care economy. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 and KPCC app. We'll be back in 1 minute.